gosh, who do you think might be involved in the effort to kill Mr. Gaddafi and steal Libya's oil by way of regime change, democracy, and imposing war on another sovereign state? Yep, the Zionist gangsters have won out once again in their quest for a greater Israel, which seeks to extend its Jewish sphere of influence all the way west from Jerusalem to Morocco. If you look and listen closely enough, you can just about hear the orders coming straight from Tel Aviv. The leader of the Zionist warmongers, Talmudic Jew, Senator Joseph Lieberman, put in a call from Tel Aviv to Obama this past late February, demanding the White House puppet to supply Libyan rebels with arms and to establish a no-fly zone over the country. In perfect synchronization, Lieberman's synagogue sidekicks at the Project for a New American Century, which brought us the mass genocide war on Iraq, sent a parallel message by letter to the White House demanding Obama to prepare military action to bring down Gaddafi and to end violence perpetrated against civilians. Gee, what about the civilians in Afghanistan and Pakistan? Like it or not, my fellow Americans, the neocons are back. And like it or not, these Jewish ghouls couldn't care less about violence against civilians. Just ask the hundreds of dead and maimed men, women, and children in Gaza and the West Bank. The letter signers included the same old suspects with the same old Zionist ring to their names. Wolfowitz, Abrams, Crystal, Kagan, Edelman. Get the picture? These Zio hawks got their way by worming through the back door at the UN, which just passed the U.S. drafted resolution authorizing war on Gaddafi's military via a no-fly zone, while purposely leaving it unclear whether a ground invasion and temporary deployment of troops will be used. The resolution calls for all measures necessary to be employed, and that can be interpreted any way the Zio beasts want to interpret it. Bottom line, what right does the UN or any nation have to declare war on a sovereign state like Libya that has not threatened any other country? Well, it's all about installing a Zionist puppet in Libya and then stealing Libya's vast oil riches. And so, watch for the bloodlust of Zionism to unleash airstrikes on Gaddafi's military and his own presidential palace. Also, look for an effort to surgically remove the man who has led his nation for 42 years. It means ground attacks on Libya's infrastructure to enforce the illegal UN-sanctioned no-fly zone. It means more military casualties on the ground and possibly in the air when U.S. and NATO pilots are shot down or taken hostage. It means more civilian deaths, as EU's foreign policy chief, Lady Ashton, warned last week. And if Tel Aviv and its Zionist agents in America get their way, it means more escalation far beyond what is now occurring in Libya, the latest victim of Zionist Mideast revisionism. America, you are in the thrall of Zionist Jews who freely use Gentile blood to pursue their global rule. And once again, America, you have capitulated to your Zionist masters and stood firmly on the side of fake democracy, tyranny, and death.